Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and thank the Lord we're able to be together again. If you're a new listener, welcome. I'm glad you joined us, and it was not just accident or chance, but it was probably the sovereign will of the Holy Spirit that wanted you to receive from the Word of the Lord as we share on this broadcast. We've been looking at the book of Ezekiel, chapter 37, his vision of the Valley of Dry Bones, and this is so rich. It's speaking to natural Israel, of course, but also I'm making application to spiritual Israel, which is the church, the body of Christ, and that body of Christ consists of Jew and Gentile, those who have accepted Jesus the Messiah as their Lord and Savior. And so what do we see in this particular book, this chapter, rather, is that there was a vision given to the prophet Ezekiel. There was a terrible destruction, desolation, this valley, a very broad, indicating the spiritual lowness. It was vast, that there were, in fact, where is that? It says there were many in the open valley, and they were just all disjointed bones. And God asked him a question. He said, can these bones live? And he answered, oh Lord, you know. God commanded him to prophesy, first of all, to the bones. And these bones, there was a noise, and they came together, and flesh and sinew and skin came upon them, but they didn't have breath. And then he commanded him to prophesy to the wind, which is referencing the Spirit of God, God's power, the breath, the Ruach of God. And that as he prophesied, they came and stood upon their feet, and they lived, a very great and large army. Tremendous, wonderful richness of significance and application for our lives today. But what is the church's condition? Now you're following me, I trust, in this comparison. What did they say? It happens in the spirit first. He prophesied in verse 10, as he commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived, and stood upon their feet, an exceeding great army. But, verse 11, what happens? Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried, and our hope is lost, and we are cut off for our parts. In other words, how God saw them, and how they felt they were, their actual experience, where they were, was quite different. They felt that they were in a very pitiful condition. So what are we going to do here? We have to understand that many times what God is, He sees us complete in Christ. He sees us as more than a conqueror. He sees us as overcomers because of what Jesus did, not because of our intrinsic merit or value, but because of what the Lord did. And there were three remarks made in this verse. They said their bones were dried. And that Hebrew word is a bodily frame, that a noun, that etzem. It means frame as well as the self, the very essence of a person. So it's their very structure, their foundation, who they were, their very being was just dried up. They were in a hopeless condition. They felt they were. Many of you listening may feel that way now. You had such high hopes and aspirations, and it seems you're just dried up, that you're wandering in a wilderness place where there's no water. You long for the power of God. You long to see God move in your life. You long to see some changes, and yet you're despairing, and you're not in a good place. You're not in a good mood, and you don't know what to do about it. Well, God will make those changes for you. Just turn to Him and be willing. Obey the word of the Lord. The bones were dried. Those who forget God wither like a green plant. Job 18 and 16 says, His roots shall be dried up beneath, and above shall his branch be cut off. So their bones were dried and their hope was lost. The Hebrew word there is abad. And that's a fading away of strength, of hope, of wisdom, of knowledge, and wealth. Can any of you relate? I know there's times in my my life, I felt that way. Oh, in my spirit, I knew that wasn't true. But emotionally, where I felt like hope was lost, that it was all over, that there was seemed to be little point in carrying on. But that was a lie. That wasn't true. God isn't finished until he's finished. He's not finished with you yet. He's not finished with me. And it said that they were cut off for their parts. That Hebrew word there is gezar. And it basic means to sever. It also means to divide, to be separated, gone, excluded, to be undone or lost. And let me share now some other translations of that verse 11. The King James says, "Behold," they say, "our bones are dried and our hope is lost, and we are cut off for our parts." The Amplified says, "We're completely cut off." The Revised Standard says, "We are clean cut off." Modern Language says, "We're completely done for." Can we relate to that? You feel like you're completely done for? The Living Bible says, "We have become a heap of dried out bones. All hope is gone." Now remember, what was happening in the spirit? The prophet obeyed the word of the Lord. The bones came together. Flesh came upon them. He prophesied to the wind. He spoke in their behalf to God. They stood up. Life came into them. They were a great and mighty army. That's how God saw them. But there they were in verse 11. Oh, our bones are dried. Our hope is lost. We're cut off for our parts. They didn't see themselves that way. Well, beloved, there's a contradiction there. We got a conflict. The King James, it gives the suggestion of the spiritual state of the body. It's in confusion and disunity. The bones were disjointed. They were separated one from another. In verse 7, I use the King James. "So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone." In other words, wherever the bone should have been properly joined, like an arm bone properly being joined to the shoulder, or a femur, a thigh bone was being connected properly to the hip joint, it came together the way it should be. And beloved, that's what we are. We're the body of Christ, and God is fitly framing us together where we belong. It's not up to you to choose. Have you found that out yet? God, he knows you. He, from the foundation of the earth, before you were in your mother's womb, before you were born, he knew you. He had a plan for your life. Ephesians 4:16 says, "From whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love." Well, that's a statement of a mouthful in the King James, but it basically says we're a body and every part has a place. A part, I should say, to play. Every part has a place. The eye shouldn't say to the ear, "I don't have any need of you," or "You're not important." In fact, as you go on, I won't turn there, but Paul talks about the less seemly parts of the body being honored even more. So there's, just like in your natural body, beloved, you take one, any part of it, take a hand off, take an ear off, take an eye out, you are going to suffer. Isn't that right? Because God meant for the whole body, the natural body, to function in a certain healthful way. And so it is for the spiritual body. We can't fight against what God wants to set up. In other words, we have to release our own agendas, our own programs, and say, "Lord, not my will, but your will be done." And his will is not tedious. His yoke isn't grievous. His burden isn't heavy. His yoke is easy. His burden is light. Isn't that what the scriptures say? And so it's a joyous thing. It's a wonderful thing to find out where we belong. And you might say, "Well, Sister Glass, I don't know where I belong. I feel disjointed. I feel out of place." Well, that's great. That's wonderful, because you can identify exactly with verse 11. That's just like you feel. What they were saying is what you feel like. Your bones are dried. Your hope is lost. You're cut off. You don't fit anywhere. You're separated. You're divided. You're undone. That's great, because you know what? God's already got a strategy in place. He has the leadership. He has those whom God has anointed, fivefold ministry, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. He's anointed fivefold ministry for the edifying of the body of Christ until we all come into a perfect man under the measure of the stature of Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. God has a plan. He has a strategy. liturgy. The Holy Spirit is at work even now. He's caused you to hear this broadcast so that you can be stirred. It doesn't matter what you feel like. You might feel like you're dead. Don't give up, because if you feel like that way, look at verse 11. Look what happened in verse 10. It said, he prophesied, they stood upon their feet and lived. And even though your natural experience, your senses tell you, well, nothing's changed, I don't feel any different, you have to get in the Spirit. Remember what I said about verse 1? He was taken in the Spirit. Beloved, we have to see with spiritual eyes. We have to get on beyond the realm of our natural senses, beyond this natural world system, beyond this natural order, and see what the Spirit is telling us. We have to, in order to see spiritual conditions as they really are, we have to be in the Spirit. This is where true revelation and true revival begins. And so, beloved, you might feel like your bones are dried and your hope is lost and you're cut off. Yet, beloved, it is a place of wholeness. It's a place of healing, because in the Spirit, God is causing life to enter into you, just as it happened in this vision. Remember, I mean, I just have never seen this never so clearly, that it happened in the spirit realm, but the people of God were still saying, oh, it's no use, it's no help. But God has said, no, I am doing this. It's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by the Spirit of God, beloved. And by the Spirit of God, he who began that good work in you is faithful to complete it. He's not given up on you. The Lord has not given up. You're not a failure. You don't have to throw in the towel, but God will send his anointing. In fact, I want to pray right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for the very anointing of God. These lies, these feelings that our hope is cut off. Lord, I'm just jointed. I don't fit anywhere. I don't belong anywhere. Lord, you have a place. You have an answer. You have a strategy. You have a plan. And Lord, help each, every lonely, hurting member of the body of Christ who feels this way, cut off and disjointed. Lord, let them know they're part of a great and mighty army that you're raising up. It's being raised in the Spirit even now, in the Spirit of God. The breath of God is blowing on you that you might live and see the works of your God. I leave you with this final verse. You shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Praise God. Well, the time's just been flying by on these broadcasts. Thank God for his presence and his anointing. Take these words to heart. I seal them to you by the power of the Holy Spirit. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you. Till tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,